Ah, only missing one.
You're the only one taking it.
Okay, very good. Here on both sides, let's go. We started the Gemara yesterday on Ayin Aleph. Last line of Ayin Aleph going over to the base. Let's chazer it again. Toner Rabbanan, I'll teach you to meet the service. I'm about to nas a little orif. How can it be? An orif is one of the people who's over. It means for a goy. For a goy. Frank the Gemara. He came at the dine, the nachri, the azal, basa arva. Iu niu de kashok al mine rebisa. That's a little bit hard to understand. Just looking at the Gemara at first glance. What exactly is the Gemara saying over here? So, Rashi explains, that with the Rashashas HaGol, as we mentioned last night, that Orev Zeki Ilu Lava, see the O's heading in the new Gemaras, Ki Ilu Lava, Min Anachri, V'chazar, V'hil, V'li Yisra. It's as if the Jew borrowed from the Goy, and then the Jew lent the money to the Yisrael, in which case, it's Mamash Ribis. Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So is Mekabel. What was it Mekabel? Rashi says, Yitva min alo v'tchila u'shlo yimsa eslo yigva min ha'orev. That's what's called that Orev Stam. Orev Stam. That's what I was. Let me. You go to the borrower. If he doesn't have, you go to the guarantor. That's Pashas and Orev. There's also a thing called Orev Kablon, which means you can go to either. Take your choice. As we'll see soon, Rotsa Mizegover. That's a phrase from Baba Kama. Then there's an Arabic that's called Shlov Dutz. The Gura quotes an expression. Shlov Dutz is a Gemara Masechta Yevamos. Daf Kuf Tes. Omid Beis. Rashi says, quote, Sholeif Atzmo Min Halove V'Tokea Atzmo Al Harif. Right? You know, Sholeif means to pull yourself off the Love. You're tokei atzmo, if you're going to only collect from the orev, not from the lover. That's Rashi uses the expression sholev. But if you want the Magen Mishnah, Perkei Halacha Hey, takes the words shlov dotz as someone, I'm speaking to you. What do I mean? Who's speaking to whom? What does the words mean? Shlov vahanach halove vidutz vitokabi. Just leave the love alone, the orev is saying. I'm responsible. Okay, so it's a paraphrase of Rashi. Shlov dotz. That's the actual little Gemara. Yivamas kuftes in the base. So the three different kinds of orev. Everyone with me so far? Just know the facts. Three different kinds of orev. Good. Fine. Now, question is, what's this all about? What kind of issue is this? What kind of issue? So the Kivega on the Maram HaKomis has the following comment. Here we go. O Tamu Ali B'Sugizu. The Mavua the Yisrael also Leos Arev by the Yisrael Eitzel Akum. Hechi the Akum Tovea la Orev Tchila. Why? Tahavi ki ilu ha Orev halova me ha'akum. That's the point. The Orev is as if he's the lover, because he's the one who's ultimately responsible. V'chazar v'hilva li Yisrael halova. We've had this before. That was the famous story with the father, with the son, with the banks. It's a similar, you know, idea. V'lo hevanti, esu b'ki vega. How did it happen? The guy gave the money to Jew A. How did Jew B get involved? Can't be. The guy can't make Jew A a shliach, then give it to Jew B. So, came out Akam Zagasan, Ein Shlichus Yaakov. It's Tosfos of a Farish in the Sugya. So what's going on? What is it? That's the question. Ulai be'emes eino ribis medina rak chumra bi'alma. Whee! Chumra bi'alma? So also Rebbe Kivay? That's unbelievable. Okay. So here's Rebbe Kivay. Question goes back to the show. Kivay. But before we go on, I forgot. I put this down. Take a pause for this for a minute. We had a whole shiur yesterday about the checks. And I referenced a Nesiva Shalom. It's page Tuf Mem Zayin. It's Kuf Ayin Gimel Siv Dalet Os Nun and Nun Aleph. I want to share some of you because it was on my mind from last night. I didn't have a chance to tell you that. He writes against what we said. Poshetushet Shek Eino Begedesh Tachov Ala Back. Poshet. It's against the Yehuda and Chas Yitzchak. Poshet. Why is it so poshet to him? What do you mean? Hainash Ruven Kosev check Kosev Yeshlo Kesev Becheshman Abach. But check Hukeshtachov Al Chov. That's what I thought exactly it was. No, it's a push. It's not that way. Why? I don't understand this. He says two things. One. Shere check Eina Mochiach Klal Sheyeshlo Schumze Becheshman. So what? Who cares if the check proves that he has money in the account? What's the reason? If he has money in the account, it's a Shtachov. I don't understand that question. Then the next question is interesting. V'lo yitachin klal shtachov shehamalve in bold kosvo. That's a good kashya. A shtachov is the lover signs a shtachov to give it to the malve. How is it possible that we're going to view a shek signed by me as a shtachov on the Chase Manhattan Bank? That's his kashya. In my opinion, it's no kashya at all. Chase Manhattan Bank gave me signing privileges. Do you ever see a big gvir, his secretary stamps his signature? So Chase Manhattan Bank, Mr. Chase, gave me, because I put a few $1,000 in their bank. Now you can sign M. Willick, and they'll honor it. I don't see what the bikash is. So that's, then he says, that next paragraph, the chora poshetu jadas bnei odom b'minig ha'olam, enem ro'en klalas misha nosan check l'chaverim, kilu machalo as a schum sheyesh of a bank. Why not? I don't see why not. I just don't understand. Why not? Good. This is column one. Os Nun. Nun Aleph, he concedes, important concession, ma sheyesh lo adonu, im liros es ksivas a check mi Reuven l'shimen. Okay, so I write a check. I'm Reuven. I have the account. I write a check to Shimon. Okay? Pay to Shimon $100. Sheyesh Shimon al Reuven. Oh, not a shtachever, Mr. Chase. That's impossible. He claims. I think he's wrong. But maybe he should say that now that Reuven signed the check, Reuven is the chalover, and Shimon becomes the malver. Then he says, "V'av shachek eno nichtav b'signal shel shtachov, v'lo niskav l'shon she Reuven chayav Shimon." Mikomakom, ma'vas haminik ha'mekubal b'medina. Check over the Gavina. Okay? So therefore we consider it possibly to be considered a Shtachov. Lanier's Daiti, for the very same reason he says in column 2, I'll say it in column 1. The minig is that it's paid to the order of, right? That means the bank gave me permission to sign its name, if you will. Goes right? So I'm just pointing out, I still want to tell us, you look up yourself. This is page Tuf Mem Zayin. Sorry for digressing. I'm supposed to start with this. But as usual, I forgot. Okay. Back to our discussion of the sugya on Daf Ayin Aleph. Fine. So we saw the Vilna Gaon quotes a Rashba. Okay. And what's Habi Paschal Halacha? Take a look at Rav Ose, very important in Siman Kuf Ayin Sif Aleph. Yisrael shall love her most, mi goy beribis. So far, so good. Also, the Yisrael acher lios lo orev. A another Jew cannot become an Arev. In other words, tell the guy, if Jew A can't pay, I, Jew B, will pay you. Shekema shebedineim tovea ha'arev tchila. Mr. Jones can come to Jew B. Nimsa ha'arev tovea es Yisrael beribis she'arev chayav olagoy. What is this, how the Chava phrasing it? One more time. The Arev, that's Jew number B, Tovea se Yisrael beribis she'arev chayav bo legoy. So Jew B is chayav to the guy a certain amount of money. Is it collected from Jew A, for whom we accept the responsibility? And therefore it's no good, it's ribis. Lefichach, im kibel olav agoy shol yitbas arev tchila, hareza muta. That's our Gemara, the Furush Gemara. Fine. V'yesh omrim, the Mechaber, she'en os elav arev shlof dutz. Okay, tainu. She'en din amalve im alov v'klal. The malve can't come to love at all. She'yoch alut choso, eitzel arev. Sure, so far so good. 2 days, Rashi and the Rajbah. Vim Ovar Vanas Arav Bado, says the Ramah, Sorach Lashalam Kolefs and Magia Lo Yodo. Abel Eino Sorach Los Es Ribis Shenosin Bishvilo. They normally turn Ribis. Vikvar Para Loa Ribis Ein Motsiem Yodo Logor Me Avak Ribis. Whoa! Avak Ribis? Sounds like a Bikivaya, no? It's all Avak Ribis. So suggests the Ramah. The Taz is very unhappy. Taz of Kotten Aleph. Beisrael says machlokas Rashi and the Rajbo. Rashi holds a chumra. Let's read together. In het al Yisrael yos aravad goy alo dafim kibol alo vamalve shol litvarev klal al ashla yimtsa des chasim lalo. We call arav stam. Aval lim yesh lemeshut es bal gam arav afal pish yesh lechasim li Yisrael alo v'asa. It's called arav kabel. For Rajbo holds that that's even that's muta. And yes, alav arav shlof dots. The hainu. Shamav in lokoach klal itbos alav of yochel itchoso etzal orif afal pish yesh lo l'shalim. Fine. Kosev beisaris, the Torah is not clear, but da. Fine. Hikshadak emosha, whatever. It's hard to read this whole thing. Inyan alocha. Kosev beisaris, the tachatchila moron the kedas Rashi with the yevet hecha de kaim ezuzi shavkina lekadina sveges shemotz vechavei alavarai ad kadoshah mashma bedvarav. The imnasa arvus b'tzad yisur habarur afilin for a parol amafkina minay. Because why? Ribis ktsutsa. El demnasa b'derech zeh she'omer hamalva b'mishef te'efra. She'de also l'rashi mutla l'rashba. B'zeh ilo para halova l'amafkina minay. Ik for a parol amafkina minay amalva. V'ramor reis v'dak emoshe v'li nire. The afim lo havi sofik en motzien v'imenu. Lo gora me'avak ribis. Etc. And he quotes in the Hanago, we just saw, Tameli Adas Ramor! It's against the Gemara. Why? Daf Ayin Aleph, the last line of Amin Aleph, Tana Rabbana, Al Tika Amid the Neshech Vesarbis, Abba Atanas La'arif. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean? He brought up the Goy, came in the Dino, the Goy of the Asal Basar Arva, Iyu Niyu de Koshagot Mine Rabisa. Period. Is takadai the chadaser amo to have avagribis my parich. Hello, he tira abraisa lios arav elamidin Torah. Shri yalef lami pasuk. Vavagribis ain't elamid rabbanon. Rebbeinu shel olam. Rebbeinu shel olam. What's going on? He's close to the raisa. Vzekosh gamal rav yitzchak krakuza, as we'll see in Sifkot and Beis. Perhaps we'll see for a second. Okay, nearly is the iti borur the ribis the raisi eshkam. Kol shesh isu boro b'hai arvus, t'vei b'esoris of nechonim, I the tur, we'll explain it b'siyat of the Shema Hills the same way, that's in Sifkot and Beis. Fim kein, v'ashikosta b'shulchan aruch b'samach, yesh omim, t'ik osa elav arv shlov dutz, haynu b'diyevi k'mon shomarnu, ha'va l'chad chil osa afilu b'mi she'er to Ephra, k'das Rashi, and that's what he passed like Rashi, make a b'diyevi, after the fact. Says the Gura, Sifkot and Hei, where this idea it's only the Rabbanan? Can Kosev say for a Trumas? It's true. Chelik Dalet Simen Yud tells you the page, Tof Kuf Mem Aleph. The Arev Afilu Hoya Chashash Bedava in Alavak Ribis. Shein Abam Ilova Lamavas. That sounds like a Bekivega. It's exactly what Bekivega is pointing out. It's a Shlichus. Is that is the Raisa? Abal Sarachi and Kei My Parech Vakei Ben Chulis. The Taz is Kasha. Venera is at the ground of Meir de Gavort. The Zeo Tama Shal Rashba Shekosav Dafka Ba'arev Shlov Dutz. Why? Dim Lokain. We saw for Rabbi Kiva Ege. It wouldn't be. The Arev Shlof Dutz, who Lova B'Emes? A Shlof Dutz is the Lova. In other words, officially, Reuven borrowed money. You might go in. Jews. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shimon borrows money from Reuven. Then Levi sticks and says, you know, Reuven, come to me. So in effect, Levi is the Lova. Levi Meloshon Lover, right? Levi is a Lover. I, Shimon, got the money. Yeah, well, Levi is a nice guy. He said, give the Shimon the money. But really, Levi is, because he can only go to Levi. Meridik.
Does the Arab come before or after the loan takes place?
One more time?
This Arab is coming before or after the
loan? At the time of the loan.
Oh,
at the time of the loan. That's a good. It's beautiful. So we understand very well what's happening here in the Sugi. Fine. He says, a total sulfur in the Tevah Trum. That's hard to believe. Take a look at the Plesi Hamada. Should that all have in the back? Right over here, Kuf Ayin in the very beginning. Close to Taz. The Shaka is a similar Kasha. You see it's a Daraisa. The Taz is a Kasha. Viera. Quotes the Gemara. Or of Laman, quotes the Gemara at some length. The Choresh Lahakshas, my Maksha Shas. He's telling me it's a Kasha, he's telling me what the Kasha is. Dilma had Torah Mairi, Bizman Shein Tovan, or of Tchila Deshari. Hey! The Torah is Tovan, or of Stam. Right? Afatanas, the Orav means Orav Stam. It's a Gavaldic Kasha. What's the Gemara is asking? If Orav Stam is Mutter, it's a Tana Rabbonim. The Brisa that says it's mutter, it's by an Orav Stam. Dabba bin Hoga Talia Milsa, what was my name of the Noga named Tovan Orav, Moshe Kotz Lebra Mosef Aleph? Tzorach Loma, you must say, the Kushas HaMakshin who, with the Orma Brisa, didn't say, Lidi Dan, who missed him Kososim Deliol of Shari, Mashma, Afilu Eicha de Tovan Orav Tchila, it's always mutter, Uporich Shapir. So the Gemara is asking Akasha, you cannot tell me that the Brisa is referring to a limited case of Orev Stam. No. The Brisa says it's always mutter. Always mutter. No. The Brisa says it's always mutter. So then what does that mean? Afil Echad the Tovan Orev Tchila, we call it Orev Kavan, is also mutter. Oh, so we now he says the Ramah says it's Abak Ribis. Oh, the Imlokin Kusha Kushas Hanam Minola the Hakshos. The Perushu that Torah Amr came Aval Atanastal Orev Hecha Den Tovan Orev Tchila. We said that this is the Kasha from before. Ragzeino. The armor that Torah or came is man shein tov and arav pshita d'shari who might tzorach l'shmina b'zeh levada de Torah as l'shmina da filu shlof dutz mutter frek de gemara that's ribis k'tzutza so it's going to come out Rabbi Osai that we can make the following suggestion. A whole cheshbon over here. It comes out, if I understand it correctly, that they asked the kasha, the tanan from the Mishnah, right? Fine. And what does the Gros say? That this is the kasha, right? That the Rashba was bothered by the Sefer Truma's question, and he says the shlof dos. The Orev is really the Lover. That's how he, that explains the words also. But the Rice, And he wants to say even that would not be the Raisa. You look at the Cheshvan over here in the place Yamada. King went to the whole Arichos HaDvar. Now, take a look at the following. Bring out Rabbi Reiser. Page 285. He writes like this. What does he say? He did it already. In this case, he did it already. Pashi, he did it. He made a mistake. He did it already. And the Orv Shlov Dots. Now you realize it's not allowed. So, of course, the borrower should not make any interest payments for the loan. You can't do it. You're pattering whom? You're pattering the Orif. That's what we said. That's the famous classic case. Rabbi Zulberg would always come and say every time the first thing, this is the Rivers Doraisa. 24. May the borrower make these payments directly to the non-Jewish lender. Okay? May the borrower make these payments directly to the non-Jewish lender. A sec. So I hold the Taz at his mutter. Take a look. He doesn't quote the Taz. Look at the Taz. Simon Kuf Ayin Sef Cotton Base.
You said the borrower in the area?
No, the borrower, the logger. That's not that. If I have it straight. Let's take a look. Let's take a look at Kuf Ayin. Again. So, what are the shloftots? Ein din amalva im alova klal. So, lova is not a party. The malva only goes to whom? To the orev. That's a problem. If the orev pays him, so what's in effect? What's happening over here? That the orev is paying and pottering the lova, right? And there's a question of ribbis. Let the lova pay directly. The lova. So, look on the Taz. It's of cotton base. It says over here in the Ramah, Ova Avanas Arav Ba'ado, so L'shalem Kol Hefsin Magilo Hayoda. Quotes the Tur, Bas Taz base. Chosta Rav Yitzchak Krakuza. Nira. Hered lo kibol alei shalom tzvo lo Arav tchila. V'nas alo Arav. He wasn't mekabel not to be tovea the Arav tchila. He is an Arav. Uporeya b'shvilo, and he pays. Sorach l'shalom l'kol ha'hefsid. Davka l'chadchilu d'yosu. Aber d'yev l'shalom l'kol ha'hefsid, kevel b'achmosi l'kuposid. Ein onira, says the Torah. K'te kevel n'yesh bo tzadisu, lo m'nachayvo n'chayvenu l'fro b'yisu, v'ani kol ha'hefsid sh'yobo lo mikocho, k'bo sh'onso, l'chiyotzo l'tzorach l'shalom, aber lo ten ribis, that's what the Ramah says, verbatim. What's the Bizka Kuzi talk about? How can it be? It's Rebisa, Rabbi Shalom. Rebisa Chakuzi didn't know Shas. Venerally, the high Yisur the Arvus, Im Nasa be Yisur Mikri, catch this now? Tzarecha be Rebis. Why? The Bishar she Nasa ha Arvus be Yisur, Lohoyo Yisur bevane. Why? The Efsha shalove be Yatzvo Yifra la Goy, Vloyeh shemissim in love la Arev. So this Chakira he has on page 285 because it's often the task that it's mutter. He claims over here that the Or Sameach Perakei Alokahe quotes a Rashba that says it's prohibited. I read the Or Sameach, I couldn't find it clearly. You have an assignment. We have a whole day to figure it out. Okay? He quotes Avnei Nezer, which I did see. It's on my desk. Kuf Tzadivov Sivkot and Tess explains that the Rashba and other Rishonim actually disagree in their basic understanding of the obligation of an Orev Shlof Dots. When an Orev Shlof Dots is unable to repay a loan, most Rishonim maintain that the borrower was obligated to make payment. He's not out of the picture. It's true the Malva has to go to the Shlof Dots, but the Lova is not out of the picture. Rashba disagrees and maintain that under an Arab Shlof Dots agreement, the borrower can never be required to make payment. Oh, Meredith, What line we just see in the Gra? The Arab Stotot, who lover b'yemes, means to the exclusion of the real lover. Wow, the Chiddush. Wow. That's what the Rashi was saying. Rashi l'shitaso. Wow, we. So it comes out, if this is true, Rova Post will say that it's mutter for the Rishonim, who said that Baal has direct obligation to the lender, would permit him to fulfill his obligation by paying them directly. Since interest payments are part of his obligation to the non-Jewish lender, the borrower may make these payments to him. Rashi says, no! He owes the borrower and have no relationship, only shlof notes. So if the borrower make payment to the lender, he'd be satisfying the Arev's debt. Now you can't do that. Meridik. So he says, La Maisa, it depends how the agreement is drawn up. Okay? That's what he writes on the bottom. It all depends how you do it. They're fighting about how what it means, shlof dots, as a concept, but in America, it depends how you draw up the obligation. Any time an agreement does not permit the lender to pursue the borrower, or would agree that the borrower is prohibited from paying to the lender. That's the Rashba. The agreement allows the lender to pursue the borrower, but will be permitted. Fine. Beautiful. He heard it from the author of Mishnah's Ribbis, Rav Levanoni, who will come to him a little bit later on. Okay, very nice. Very good. So the Maisa, he passes on page 287. We pass him like Rashi. And therefore, two things emerge. I cannot co-sign. I'm prepared to co-sign a loan which a non-Jewish bank extends to a Jew. Right? Because if you co-sign, so it's an Arev Kaplan at least. Okay? Then he says, joint loans would also be awesome. What's a joint loan? Two partners take a loan from a bank. The bank holds each and every partner responsible for 100%. That's the Chavas Das for both sides. I guess you see. Take a look here. Kuf Ayin Sif Koto Aleph. Chavas Das. Shutfin, he says, V'nira, the fourth line, the Mikama called Baratsim is Egova, Baratsim is Egova, that's I told you a phrase in Baba Kama. Also the Chatchila. Why is it also? Because each one is in effect an Arev Kablam for the other one. Arev Stamim, Mimutta, but typical bank loan is an Arev Kablam. Like Reuben and Shimon borrowed jointly from a bank, they go up to each of them for the whole thing. Okay. Now it's time to do two things that there's half an hour is left remaining. One is to go over the Heteriska, Rabosai, which everyone has a copy of. No, I have some more here. Maybe.
Is there any way to co-sign on the
load? I don't see a way unless it's somehow going to be a situation where you make an arrangement, you're an Arab star. I'm supposed to do that. Where are they at the risk of falling? You have them?
I think I already gave them to
you. I gave them to you. Okay, if you don't mind. So while we're looking for the at the risk of form of Rabbi Reisman, who was our, that's how we end the shiur, Rabbi Reisman, Shlita.
It's in the book, right?
It's in the book, too. I don't know if it's verbatim. But there are additional at the risk of forms. I'll read you the Bezna of America, very brief. It's eight lines. I have received from Plony the sum of X, or payable over X years, for the purpose of transacting business in connection with blank, which profits and loss are to be equally shared. However, the said blank has agreed that in lieu of such sharing of profits and losses, which would require substantiation of all loss by two trustworthy witnesses and verification of all profits by oath, he shall accept my payment of an annual percentage of blank, of the said sum of blank, and waive all other profits which may have earned from the advanced funds. I have received a token payment of $1 from the said blank for my efforts and connections undertaking. I have signed with the receipt of said dollar. Signed this day of it, and the recipient's signature. That's a guy that's amazing. Only signed by the Mekabel. That's what we said yesterday. That's what is necessary, right? Okay. But I prefer a little bit of a longer form. Obviously, the Beth of America wants people who don't have too much to do with Yiddishkeit, trying to give this shortest possible thing. So that's why they made a very, very short form. But Rabbi Reisman stuck it all on one page, a little bit longer form. I have one copy here. So if everyone gets a copy, we'll read it together. In your absence, that we read the Bezen of America, which is even shorter. Let's go. I, the undersigned, managing partner, residing at blank, have received from the sum of blank, right, from blank, residing at blank, called investing partner, investment in ISCA partnership subject to the following terms. The managing partner shall invest the above mentioned sum in any business venture he views as profitable. This investment shall be owned jointly by the managing partner and investing partner with all profits and all losses shared equally. Additionally, the investing partner has paid $1 to the managing partner's compensation reserve as a measure of the ISCA. Any claim of a loss to principal shall have to be verified by the managing partner through the testimony of two qualified witnesses in the North Dax Bez. That's what he's missed from the class from yesterday. Okay, fine. Any claim regarding the amount of profit generated by the investment shall have to be verified by the managing partner under a solemn oath before and under condition of the North Dax Bez or through the testimony of two qualified witnesses in the North Dax Bez. However, it's been agreed that if the managing partner should return the investing partner the above mentioned principal together with additional blank for a share of the profits, then the managing partner shall be relieved of the above mentioned oath and testimony. The investing partner shall be obligated to accept the sum as his full share of the profits and to release the managing partner of any further liability. The main of the profits, if any, shall be the property of the managing partner. Managing partner is obligated to return the principal and profits on due investing partner blank, a certain date. The payment not made by the due date, the terms of this issue shall continue as outlined above. Very important line again. In the event of any conflict between the terms of ISCA agreement and terms of any other agreement signed by two parties related to the above mentioned funds, the terms of this agreement shall prevail. Oh, this is powerful stuff. That this is going to, right? How's your English stuff? Okay. Shall prevail. All right, we'll see soon what the court thought about it. This agreement shall follow the terms of Keter ISCA, quote, parentheses, Tarochanus Marab, means Yipukar, that's what we say, Bris Yehuda. And as an excellent manner and consistent with the principles of halacha required for the lesson, what we're known as Kenyan Suda. They don't bother with Bezal Choshev over here. And the Kenyan Suda, presumably, if you ask me, against the Alpha Levavich Rebbe, as long as you admit it, it's good enough. The parties further agree that any contract dispute arising in connection with the agreement shall be submitted before blank, a certain Bezal. Judgment rendered by the facility of the authority may enter into any court having jurisdiction thereof. If this sign is actually Shtar Iska, this day of that, it's already Shtar Mukta, it says 19. He's 17 years old, the saver. This managing partner, and they both sign. Because we don't have the best and the bad. So I have Rabbi Reese's Maram HaKadmos here, in which he quotes, what do the courts say about these things? So this is a 1968 Leibovicki versus Rawicki. You can look it up. It's in New York State. They're all New York State, these chaver. That's where the Yidden are, so it's New York State. While the Heter Iska agreement is not part of the record, it is referred to in the agreements they made outside Heter Iska. The court is not bound by these references, but they are helpful in arriving at the intention of the parties when these agreements were entered into. To pay a part of the profits in lieu of interest with no guarantee of profits is not usury. So basically the court accepted the Heter Iska. I guess it was the amount was too high. It's usurious, it's not enforceable. I said, no, it's an investment. So they made it work. That's 1998, Heimbarger versus Berkowitz. It is clear that the Heter Iska was not intended to be a personal guarantee of the corporate debt of somebody, but was, quote, merely a compliance in form of Hebraic law. So it's a bluff. That's this judge. And he's quoting it. He's quoting, that seems to be a quote. I'm not sure if he's calling the decision or calling somebody else.
And this is all Pali?
What?
The decisions you're quoting are from our Hitler as a Pali? Where you wrote...
Oh, I don't know if it was Pali or not. I can't answer the question. I don't think so. I think it was Prati. Then finally, in 1992, an issue on the appeal is whether the insertion of the Hebrew phrase, Al Pi Hitler Iska, above the signature on the promissory note, creates an ambiguity in the instrument so that to warrant denial of summary judgment for foreclosure and sale. The promissory note recites as clause 16, quote, nothing herein or in the mortgage is intended to create a joint venture, partnership, tenancy in common, or joint tenancy relationship between borrower and lender, nor to grant lender any interest in the mortgage property other than of the creditor or mortgagee. Says the judge, the explicit language of the promissory note clearly disavows any such intent. And I quote, a contract must be construed according to its expressed intent of the parties. Says the ISCA is nothing. But I wonder about that. If they sign the piece of paper here, right, conflict with this and any other agreement, this shall prevail. How can a judge say that? He said the fairs, they both signed that this shall prevail.
They set up the, wasn't that case off they did Chloe? They said,
I don't think it was, and it was Chloe. I don't think so.
Isn't that Chloe?
Can't answer, I don't. You're right. Maybe over here he only wrote four words and there was no other Shtarisk. Yeah. But if you had this, the judge would have to agree that that's what they agreed to. Good. So now Rabbah said that we're down to the last 20 minutes. We'll give a brief, very brief, relatively brief analysis of a tremendous problem which has been raised a number of years ago. Apparently, he says, this is such a tremendous problem. They came in the summer of 2003, that's 14 years ago, in New York. Many rabbonim, it tells you who was there. Rabbah, Rabbi Bloomberg, Rabbi Brief, Rabbi Gersten, Rabbi Hirschfeld, Rabbi Zilberberg. He's the Gadol. He wrote the Sefer. That's Rabbi Gedaliah Shaw's son-in-law. He's the one who come to speak in my neighborhood. Every time we start with the same thing. This case of Ribbis Araisa, which no one understands. What do you mean? I'm paying a guy. What could be bad? Okay. Rav Levanoni, author of Mishnas Ribbis. Rav David Kohn, Dov Kohn is from Lakewood. Rav Neustadt. And they came and they don't spend a lot of time. What's the problem over here? Apparently, I've never had this case in my life, but people, and it's relevant because my son Yehuda asked me about this. He's interested in buying a house with a mortgage. This is the way it works, apparently. The nice Yiddish mortgage people, plenty of Yiddish companies, they will give you a mortgage with a heteriska. What could be better? Chloe, Prati, both. Fine, heteriska. But what happens is these chevra, they want to make more money. So what do?
They sell to a guy?
They sell the mortgage to a mega bank.
That's all mortgages are.
That's all mortgages are. See, I don't know anything about mortgages. I knew nothing about this until they just brought it to my attention.
That's what caused the whole crisis in 2008.
That's the 2008 crisis, this?
Something like that. But okay. Selling bad mortgages, just reselling them to someone else who didn't know what was going on.
Right. And if they don't know what's going on, they have a right to cancel it. They can cancel the sale. That's part of the deal. Otherwise, the big bank is not crazy. Has to be part of the problem over here. So what happens? Good, they had to risk it. What could be bad? I'm giving you page numbers from Yeshurun Yud Gimel. This is starts Tuf Kuf Hey. I'm just going to go quickly through it because obviously we have a very short amount of time. Fine. So what happens? A new thing happens now. A new thing happens. In order to increase its profits, what he calls Bank Aleph, it's a Jewish bank, gets its own money in the Shuka financing, and they lend to the Lova to buy the house. Okay? But you know, Bank A is limited. Can't hold so many. How can I hold so much money? It's impossible. So what do they do? Within a month or two, in order to get all the money back, so they can then lend it again to somebody else, make more money, Bank A sells its mortgage to whom? Mega Bank B of the Goyim, Chase Manhattan. Okay. How do they do it? Ksiva Mesira. You know how you sell a shtar? You give the shtar over and you sign that you're hereby transferring it. Okay, good. Now Bank Aleph is out of the picture. Right? So the Lova pays Bank B as a Goyim. So far, so good. But here's the problem. If something goes wrong with the mashkanta, with the mortgage, and it was hidden from Bank B, either accidentally or purposefully, Bank B can demand that the whole deal is off. And now the mortgage is back in the hands of Bank A, and Bank A has to pay back Bank B with any loss that it caused them. Okay? And sometimes it says, if the purchaser of the house cannot make the payments, according to the on time, every month, that'll itself be enough of a reason to bivatal the sale, because Mega Bank B is not interested in playing with small fry. Okay? And then, another reason why it's going to be bought. Okay. Fine. This is tough, kuf vav. This is going to be the page numbers. Shele chamura shel is ribbis daraisa. Uh-oh. Why? Me'ata mishale malov v'keren ribbis l'ksutsu the bank B. Without a hefty riska, it's bank B. Bank B is a goy. It's goy. No. No, 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 no. Doesn't help. And even though it's at the risk between the Lova and Bank A, which is of course, who said it's going to still continue after it was sold to Bank B? And maybe the whole thing is bluffed at the beginning because it's obviously what he calls a chuchat lula. Because you know in advance, they put it in the original contract. It's a 30-year mortgage. In 30 days, they're getting rid of it already. It all starts with the Shulchan Aruch, with our sugya, with our Tosfos. We saw enough Ayin Aleph Beis Matzah Yisroel. The case we spoke about so many times. That what happens? I can't say I'll give you 100. You give 120 to somebody else, even if he's a guy. It's Rivas Ketutza. Rivas Ketutza. That's we know the sugya and Gemara. Kiddush Nav Zayin. We did Aref. We saw the Tosfos over here. An Ayin Aleph mid base. Fine. Oh, another missing page. Okay. As quoted over here in Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Samaches Aleph. Rabosai, take a look, Rabosai. Kuf Samaches Aleph. Kuf Samaches. That's the long sin about Goyim, the opening sif. Yisrael Shalava Mos Vigoy Beribis. Who bikish lachas yirma? It's a skamar nine alpha base. Omer lo chavero, to name Lee. Give the money to me. I can use the money to do investments. Vani alalo, I'll pay the goy. Kederach shato malalo. Also, it may not be done. Why may it not be done? Because what's happening in effect? What's happening in effect is that the Jew B is paying off the debt of Jew A, and he's paying it with ribbis. So, can't be. In effect, B is paying A with ribbis. Then he gets a phrase. Vafilu kosav Yisrael sheni shtar bishmo legoy. What does that mean? Not stam, you make this deal a gentleman's agreement. I, Jew number B, will sign a document. I hereby owe Karen Rivers to the guy. I give Mashkonos. I give Rivers to the guy. All these great things going for you. The bottom line is Asur. It's still Asur, Rabosai. It's still Asur. Ramah, Rivers Ksutza. This is what we kept screaming. Now the Chavis Das. The Chavis Das. Everyone look inside Chavis Das. Kuf Samaches. I'll ask Ramah. Kuf Samaches sort of. Kuf Samaches Aleph. Mafkina on the Ramah, it's Rivas Ketutza. Koya filu akosiv Yisrael ha-shenish tar b'shmol akal. Then the Jew B wrote a piece of paper he owes the goy carrying the ribbis. After mavur b'choshin mishrit, simen samar vav, sivchal v'gimel. The b'mocher shtachol v'kosiv lo shtar b'shmei. Then yachol limchol. A famous Gemara, no? Yes, this is in Ksubis. That's where the famous Ran is in the about the Shimon Aguf or the Shimon Nechasim. Shimon Aguf is non-transferable, and once you knock that out, then the Shimon Nechasim is pocket. That's the Ran's lumdus. That's not what the Rif says. The Rif says the reason why Chazam Machal Machal succeeded in the series of Rabbana had it been Doraisa, that's the Ramah who explains that way. Then maybe not. Says the, I think the Chavadah is assuming that. Umashma the Nikolo Midoraisa to Mechira Shimadia Baran Yacholimcho, she does a riff for Rambam. So if once, not Stam, we make this deal, you know, three people, but more than that, I write down that I hereby obligate myself to the third party, to the guy. In other words, what happened? The guy lent money to Jew A. Now Jew B accepts full responsibility and even signs his name that he owes the money to Mr. Jones, to the guy. And that's a din. That's a presumably a din daraisa. The cave and a chov nikna la'akam midaraisa. And that is a chov of Jew B to the guy midaraisa, because he signed his name. Right? And in the equivalent case, mechila wouldn't work. Hayaribis ola b'chol yoma v'yoma li'ovakachav ola. Wait a minute. The daily ribis is now going from Jew number B directly to Jones. He signed the paper to that effect. Why is the ribis ksutza? Why? Why should Jew number A have to give that money back to Jew number B who paid it to the guy on his behalf? No, it's a new debt from Jew number B to Mr. Jones. That's a chavis da'asas kash. Zeno. Why? Keva da Yisrael kotzatz imos man. Originally, Jew A borrowed money from Mr. Jones for a year. Right now, what happened? The Jew number B signed an independent document that he's going to owe the money to Mr. Jones. Eino yochol levatel aschiras shul zman. But with schiras metatlin, this man, the avshem morkin besoch asman, in a lokech yochol levatel aschiras. I rented a car from Mr. Hertz. Hertz sends sells to Avis. Very nice. But my car, I have my car for 30 days, whatever my lease. You can't take my lease away from me. Came in the tzitzah says, man, kayim b'shul ha-Yisrael, the original Yisrael. Have a kenos and a ribis b'shul ha-Yisrael. Jew B, who's given to Mr. Jones, is in effect giving it on behalf of Jew number A, notwithstanding the fact that he signed an independent document giving it over to Mr. Jones. That's what the whole problem starts with this chavas das. He doesn't understand exactly why it should be. There's people who have kashas on the bottom. I don't have this. Maybe it's in the blue one. There's kashas on the bottom. No. He quotes a different kind of it in. The kids, it's a kasha and a chavas das. So I can't go into the whole pilpul whether the chavas das is right or wrong. The assumption is, notwithstanding all the various kashas against the chavas das, that the chavas das is correct. Hard to slug up the chavas das. He's too great a man to be just slugged up like this. So we'll assume that he's right. So now I have a problem. I have a major problem. So I'm skipping here to Tuf Kuf Yud Beis. He says, "Yesh Todan, Amar Rosh of a Gosh Aretz." Whoa! What do you mean? If the bank A is a Jewish bank, it had the risk of no. Let's say Mamalcha Rishon Hasheni Kol Schus Shetav Liyada. Even Bank B are only Zoche to whatever Bank A owned. And Bank A's ownership of the loan is subject to Heter Iska. So Bank B, whether it likes it or not, is only getting that much as Bank A had. So Kamo, he says, the Loba go to Bank B and say, I have a Shvua, I have Eidim, and Bank B is going to have to give up. Say, okay, uncle. Calls the Eino Shove. Because Bank A gives it to Bank B, they don't tell them it's an Iska. Come on. Are you kidding? If Bank B would know, they would never buy it. What do they need to do? When they get involved in this Narish guy with Esther Risco. What are you kidding? Not that Bank B doesn't get involved in these kind of things. It's a mega bank, Chase. Are you kidding with it? Forget about it. and bank B doesn't suspect that bank A is fooling it. Why? Because it says explicitly in the deal between bank A and bank B, there's no conditions, there's no other documents, and it's illegal to add things which are not discussed. It's illegal. All right? So therefore, if bank A would sell the Iskut to bank B without the Lova knowing about it, what would it be? The Issa Mosa Mamon Shei Yisrael LeDayakum. Be an Issa Reyal Mesira. But the problem is, it doesn't say that. Because in the original document with the Jewish company, it says explicitly that they have a right to give it to a third party. So the Lova knows full well. Gavi knows. Never bought a house. You know. That mortgage is sold to another bank. So if you know, they have everything to buy. My son Yehuda asked me, he must know about this. I never heard of it. But apparently, I'm at the Rav Ashatz. I don't know. I don't know from these things. Yeah. That's the problem. So something is wrong over here. On the one hand, the Lova says to bank A for 30 years, a mortgage. But he knows full well in 30 days, it's gonna be a regular halva. So all the iska is what he calls a chuchat lula. Achiza seinai bi'alma. You write iska, you really mean halva gemur within a month or two. So it's ribis ketsutsa, ribis daraisa, gevalt. Then he wants to say even more than that. Since it's such a joke, even what was paid by the lova to bank A in the first month is also ribis. So all that is bluff meikara. Wow. This is all page tuf, kuf, yud, gimel. Oh. So now, a new trick. A new trick. Let's say like this. Tuf, kuf, yud, dalet. I had the iska for a month, and then a straight on to a guy for 30 years minus a month. The problem is the Chavazah says you can't do that. The Chavazah says that's exactly the problem. The Chavazah says you can't do it. Shereigam ba'of, I'm reading the words. Tov kuf yud dal. Shemeshane ba'osim me'iska halva. In a bank aleph who should also came because psikosa malove. Bank Bays, they can't do it. Right? Because bank aleph gave them 30 years. That's exactly what the Chavazah says. So even in this situation, it's B'din Yisrael, Amalva, Mos, Yisrael, Acher, Amnas, Shalom, Ribis, Akum, Ribis, Tzutza, Daraisa. So nothing works. That's his problem. So he says, Rabbi Osai, that it is an Eitzah. They should write explicitly in Het Riska between Bank A and the Jew, Shem Yuvsad Akerim, Oloi Revochem, Bofen, Shem Asher, Mekabel, Lifter, Atzmo, Benim, Abishua. Right? That case where I can pat myself. Who bank Bays, you can remain a Shaloki bin, right? Because bank Bays have no right doing it, because bank Bays is subject to bank Aleph, who's subject to the Riska. In that case, Chayav bank Aleph, Lahazalo, Komash, and Nilkach, remain a Shaloki bin. Then the bank Aleph has to give back to the Jew the money. Because I'm part of it, Shuan Edim. Who sets up the Dvar of Rom? Chele Gimel, Simlechav Bays, Os Aleph. You have a Dvar of Rom here in camp? You can look it up. Kvaldik. Then he says in Tuf Kuf Tezayin, it's not going to work. Number one, bank Aleph, the Yidden won't agree. Why? All the fat profits for the next 29 years plus is going to the bigger bank, and they're holding the bigger responsibility. And no one even, it's going to be a chukot tlu, no one really accepts it. It's too much of a bluff. So they have the new vote. This is their fantastic suggestion. And Rabbi Reis actually gave the copy of their Het Riska in English, very complex, which we'll read. I'll try to finish soon. From the very get-go, you divide the mortgage into two parts. Part one, iska between the bank A and the lova. That starts now until the time that bank A sells it to bank B. Then, part two, is a regular loan from bank B to the lova. And bank A is just a broker. And this is all agreed on in advance.
But the sale from bank A to bank A and bank B only takes place afterwards. How can you sign something that's not...
That's the understanding. Understanding is when I deal, I want to buy a house. I'm dealing with Jewish bank A. I make this understanding. Right at the risk of right now. But as of the time that you, bank A, will sell it to bank B, our iska is canceled. What do you mean iska is canceled? What iska is canceled? I borrowed money. The money was repaid to you. How is it repaid to you? When bank B gave you the money. So when bank B gives you the money, let's say $100,000 mortgage, right? So you bank A gave the buyer $100,000. When they sell it to bank B and bank B gives bank A $100,000, they relieve me of the whole iska. That's gone. Now a new thing starts, obligation directly from the borrower to bank B or the guy. And they arrange, it's all written in advance.
They know that they're going to sell. Bank A knows which bank they're
paying. I don't know if they have to.
You could write like
F. I'll read you in a second. Okay. This solves all the world's problems, he says. I think it's a very, very interesting answer. Fascinating answer. This is page Tov Kuf Tes Zayin. And he explains, again, a Tov Kuf Yud Zayin. I'll read you the words over here. Listen carefully. Ubedmei halvah shebank A masik avur halovah from bank B. Misalek halovah eschova iska the bank A. I just told you, 100,000 here, 100,000 there. Done. V'rochesh habayis liatzmo. Until now the house was under an iska, it belonged half to me and half to the bank, bank A. Now the bank is completely mine. The house is completely mine. I have a debt to the bank. Me'atu chayav halvah chadosha beribis the bank B shebalav up. Well, it's a great idea. Where does he find precedent for this? Often a Shulchan Aruch. Kuf Samach Ches Sif Chav Vav. So it was almost less Marmah. Kuf Samach Ches Sif Chav Vav. See what it says? Kuf Samach Ches Sif Chav Vav. We finished soon.
Okay, I'm just taking
it. Okay. Mashkon shebiyad Yisrael miYisrael chaveru. But the two Jews involved. There's going to be comparable to the two Jews involved, namely the home owner and the bank A. For amalo halove. In our case, we're talking about the homeowner. Lech umashk mishkin mashkino the goy beribis for all other fraud can beribis. You, the malveh, make a deal with a goy, and I'll pay the goy can beribis mutter. That's comparable to our case. It's comparable to our case. Now it's true, as the shach writes over here in Sifkotin, pay bays. You have to see who bears responsibility. There's no achrayus on the, we'll say, what we'll call the shliach at all. Look on the Atzei Levona on that shach pay base. He says like this. The shach said, Rots alom, I said, Pshat the shach. The ma'ova kacham somech ala shliach for ala mashkan levad. Have a shliach kolov ve'etzel akum hov u'bachur yusof v'hu have a malva l'gavi Yisrael os lefra ribis. If the in-between guy has any responsibility, it's no good. V'chein tzorach shlo yiach reis klal ha'shliach. In our case, should be no responsibility at all on the bank A. It should be a pure deal between the homeowner and bank B. Os shari af below mashkon. The word mashkon is not meyakev. What's meyakev is that the, in our case, bank A should have no responsibility whatsoever. If there is responsibility, it's no good. Why? Who said so? He refers you back to Sif Yud Zayin. Sif Yud Zayin in Kuf Sanoches. Yisrael Shem Lechaver Leveli Mos Meagoy Beribis. Give him a mashkon. In Machrayas, I go to Mashkin Bilvan, that it's mutter. Says the Shach Nun Aleph. Okay? He says if there's any rechrais whatsoever on the fellow, as opposed to the mashkan, it would be no good. Oh, so yes, Akasha, we're almost finished. Tov Kuf Yud Tes. This is a very fancy agreement. He asked Akasha, someone asked him, hey, wait a minute. Bank B is in the dark. They don't know about this deal. Bank B doesn't know about it. This is a fancy footwork over here with Aleret and Rabbanim. 10 Rabbanim got together with a great idea. But Bank B is a party, is in the dark. How can it be? There's no problem. Because they don't care, Bank B. All they care is they get their money back, their carrier, their ribbons. They don't care if it's a classical purchase of a mortgage or a brand new loan. So therefore we have a right to assume it works our way, even though Bank B is totally in the dark. But then he's bothered a little bit by the following, again, a little bit by the following question. Maybe we should say that Bank A is in effect a lover of Bank B, and they then lend the money to the homeowner because of his achrayus. What does that mean? In case things go wrong. We said before, I'll start at the beginning of the shiur, of this part of the shiur. If things go wrong, Bank B will cancel the whole deal and hold Bank A responsible. So that's still a thorn in our side. Right? As like Simon Kuf Ayin Sif Al, that's how we started with. Right? Bank A is in effect an Orev Kablam, because there's this so-called Mekachtot, they found something wrong with the house, something wrong with this, with that, there's credit rating, didn't tell the truth, v'chule, v'chule. So he has over here on page Tav Kuf Chav, well maybe it's not a Mekachtos, it's a Nuchov. If it's a Nuchov, it's not a problem. But then he says, that's Kuf Ayin Gimel Sivdal. Then he says, well maybe not. He's not sure how to understand this deal. If things go wrong and Bank B can just take it, and Bank A is the, what's pshat? Is Bank B canceling the whole deal? Or no, Bank A made a separate new obligation that he's not sure of, so he wants to be machmer. Yeah? So what do you do? What do you do? The answer is follows. We say like this, the heter isko will end and the new arrangement of a direct loan from the how homeowner to Bank B will take effect. Listen carefully, Rabbi Osayin. Only if the loan from Bank B to the Lova will stay forever for 30 years, and not if it's canceled. So it's an extra wrinkle they have to throw in. So they have a nusach of the shtar. Okay, it's in page Tav Kuf Chav Gimel Tehei. That's all. This is in the Shur and Yud Gimel. Shur and Yud Dalid, it's forever. Back and forth. I don't have time to go into it. I don't even have time to read you the Hebrew version, but Rabbi Reese, when he gave the shiur, he included in his Maram Lekomas an English language version of this complex deal. I think I have it somewhere here. Which is something complex. So complex I can't find it. I thought I had it in my pile.
What if Bank A was a Jewish bank and sold to a Jewish bank?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, but I'm told it doesn't happen. I asked that question. It doesn't happen in real life.
What does
Quicken Loans
do? They're
a
Jewish bank?
Quicken Loans is Jewish, no? You deal with Quicken Loans directly, and they'll sell it to a guy, but they don't even have a heter isko of Quicken Loans. That's a much bigger problem. They refuse to sign, Rabbi Reese is dealing, they refuse to sign the risk. You can't use Quicken Loans, forget about it. Okay, Rabbi Osi, it's 2 pages. In dense print. We're supposed to end the shiur a few minutes ago, but look, I'll just read you some of it, okay? Listen to this. Please read the Iska Keter before signing. It's so complicated. All right? Watch this. Okay? Paragraph 1 is a typical heter iska, like you have the Bezdin of America has its instructions. Fine. Selling mortgage loans is an accepted practice that helps mortgage bankers originate loans at an affordable rate. Okay? The arrangement between the provider and the recipient is an investment, not a loan. The customary mortgage loan documents being signed do not govern the relationship between the provider and recipient, but are instead intended to enable to procure a loan for the recipient from the lender that is permitted under Jewish law to charge it. Provider will deliver the customary mortgage loan documents to the purchaser of your loan, who is actually your initial lender, Bank B, and accept the funds received from the purchaser's full repayment of the aforementioned investment. We just said, I said to you in Hebrew, that the May is a payment of the Iska. Now, I'm just reading you some of the highlights. I agreed to accept funds from provider X. Upon receipt of the said funds, I shall transfer to the provider in an effective and binding manner a share, a real estate, We've agreed, I make option to make all payments described in the mortgage documents as per the terms and conditions of said documents, and retain the provider as a mortgage broker as payment for the provider's share of the ISCA. Fine. Let's check the risk. Due to the fact that the provider wishes the repayment of the investment within a few weeks' time.
The provider is Bank A?
Bank A, yeah. I hereby retain the provider as my agent to procure a loan from a lender in accordance with the terms that's forth in the mortgage loan documents that we have prepared to Chase. Provider's receipt of loan funds by the AF shall be considered as repayment of the ISCA. It's the third term I'm saying. And by this, I'm purchasing the investment back from them in a legal and binding manner. Upon providing the receipt of such funds, provider waives or assigns to the recipient all of its rights in ISCA investment, notwithstanding any differences between the funds received and the value of the ISCA, or any questions regarding the halakhic validity of the transfer of loan documents. It's proven through two eyewitnesses. Okay, fine. Hold on. Page 2. I am assigning a note and other mortgage documents. Until the provider obtains a loan from a third-party lender, those mortgage documents shall apply only to the extent they contain provisions consistent with the agreement they had to risk. Upon the provider's receipt of funds from a third-party lender, the mortgage documents will govern my obligation to that lender. This agreement heretofore will have no effect on such obligations. That's exactly saying, in English, what we said before. Now, it is further agreed that all of the terms concerning the loan procurement and the result of termination of this ISCA are specifically conditioned on the provider not being forced to take back or repurchase the loan from the lender. That's the last thing we said. Right? In such event, the transfer shall be void ab initio, and the ISCA and all of its obligations remain in full effect, unless such voiding is caused by provider's negligence. Provider shall nevertheless be entitled to all fees paid in connection with their brokerage efforts. Adka. Both sides are a little complicated. I want to thank everybody. I'm sorry, I'm a few minutes over. It was a special skus to learn such complex matters, which an elite group of Talmidim. We're just to understand the Gemaras and the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim Ad Hayom Hazeh. We should be zoche to be privileged because of the Shemiras Ribbis. As I'll say, I'll end with a story. I've done it yesterday. Stories like this. In Rabbi Kiva Eger's time, there was a Jew who unfortunately charged Ribbis. He was dying, and the Chevra Kadisha said, pay back the ribbis now. You're dying. You know you're dying. What do you want to do? No. They said, if you don't pay back, we're not going to bury you. We're not going to bury you. Nope. An auction. People can't get away. They're on their deathbed. Give up the money, right? Nope. Good. He dies. And they come to the son wants to bury him. $1 million for the kevin. $1 million for the kevin. I said, he has a ribbis for $1 million. I want to get it back. He goes to the goyim, to the judge, to the secular authorities. Kevin wants $1,000. He wants $1 million. Kevin Kivega. This is what Kivega said. Your Honor, we believe in Tchias HaMesim. So whenever someone's buried, it's only temporary. It's going to be Tchias HaMesim. So we charge $100. The Gemara says, our Talmud teaches us, a usurious person is not Chom Tchias HaMesim. So it's a permanent. He's there permanently. No, he's asking for $1 million. So Rabbi Vega said, no, we should be zayecha to keep the halachas of ribbis, and we should be niske v'nireh the shnei emas of Mashiach l'chay al haba. Amen.
Very quick,
we
have
one
more.
I'll give you everything. I'll leave you everything. I might as well get off the computer anyway. I'll give you everything. Everything is yours.
Thank you.
Wow. This goes back. This tape should go off.
Yes.